Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose. I am. And I am loving the Lord. Praise God. Some years ago, the Lord told me who I am in Him. And you know, it's a great comfort to know who you are in God. Praise God. You won't go through a lot of this and a lot of that. You don't have to prove to anybody, but your allegiance is to God and what He would have you to do. So I am so happy that God told me that I am a customer service agent for Him, and what I do is service souls. Praise God. I've listened to what the Maytag man said about the refrigerators and how that they've been put together so good that he don't even have anything to do, praise God. But in the soul-winning business, praise God, there's plenty of work to be done. And he said that the fields, they're plentiful, but the laborers are few. So I am so glad that I know what my job is, and that is the customer service agent. And so I am responsible. The Lord has made me responsible for encouraging others. And that's what this broadcast is all about. It's all about encouraging you. Praise God, on today. And we are encouragers to one another. But some have that specific job of encouraging others. And that's what God has given me. So I am motivated and encouraged to get a job done. But I want to hear the Lord say, when he opened up the books on May Francis, I want to hear God say, those words, well done, my good and faithful servant. So I want to be faithful unto the end and do those things that God has given me to do on his program. Praise God. So what about you? I want to encourage you that, yes, we are living in the end times, and praise God, it's time to be about the Father's business. Praise God. What has God given you to do? And maybe you haven't even started it yet. Maybe you are doing it, but you're not doing it fully. Or maybe you straddle the fence. You do some of his work, and then you're back on the other side. Well, it's time to get it together and do the job that the Lord has given and encouraged you to do. It is such a reward. You know, money can't buy peace, but God gives peace. Praise God. In the midst of our situation, God gives peace. That's a reward. That's a reward. That's one of the benefits of serving a true and living God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. To stay excited about the Lord is a benefit. Praise God, because you have so many that they're not lively stones. Praise God, they're not lively stones, but we can be. We can be. Oh, I thank God. I thank God that I'm excited about living this life, about living the Word. The Word, it actually comes alive. It is alive. Scriptures say it's alive. The Word is alive because it is Jesus. Thank you. It's Jesus in that Word. Praise God. And so the Word actually comes off of the pages and alive into our hearts, into our lives, if we stay open and allow it to. Praise God. He'll take us places we never thought we'd ever go. Or we've never been. Praise God. So I'm excited about the Lord and the things that He's doing through it all. Sometimes we have to go back and take one day at a time. And you know, all it is just getting reacquainted with the Lord. Praise God. Right now we are homebound. Oh, but don't look at it as a negative. Praise God. But look at it as a time to get to know the Lord better, to get on in there with Him, praise God, and glorify and magnify. Take this opportunity to get in there better in your relationship with God and with others. So we praise God. We praise God. Thank you, Lord, for this another Wednesday, another Recover All Wednesday. And we shall recover all if we don't faint. Praise God. So before we get into our lesson on today, for our word for today, we're going to just have a word of prayer, thanking and magnifying God for who He is. But then we're going to get back into our lesson on today, our word, and it's all give thanks to the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Gracious Father, on today, as we come before You, thanking You, magnifying You, giving You glory, and giving You praise for all that You've already done, God, in the name of Jesus. What a mighty God. What a mighty God that we serve on today. Thank You that we are the apple of Your eye, God. You have Your eyes on us, Lord. Thank You, Lord. You're yet in control. You haven't lost anything. Thank You, Lord Jesus. And thank You that we belong to You, God. You're great in our lives, and You're worthy of all of our praises. And we give them to You. We thank You for Your anointing on today as we speak Your word, God, and as we encourage others on the broadcast today, God, in the name of Jesus, for it's Your anointing that breaks the yoke, God. We ask that You would raise up every head that's hung down. Look on the saints today and encourage their hearts, oh God, in You, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Encourage those that are depressed, praise God, that out of jobs, oh God, the workers on today, the hospital workers, all of those first responders, oh God, would You bless them on today, God, and everyone that's giving, oh God, into this cause, God, would You bless them today in the name of Jesus, and we ask that You would have mercy on our country today, God. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, God. in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We thank you for all that you do. Forgive us. Forgive us, God, as we forgive others, oh God, because you forgave us. And we thank you for your forgiveness, Lord. And we forgive. We forgive, God, in the name of Jesus, that we might have a clean heart. And we thank you for it right now. We ask your continued blessings. Praise God in this day, God. In this day, God. Continue to bless. And we thank you for it right now. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. And amen and amen. Amen. We thank God for prayer. Praise God for prayer. It's always in order. Praise the Lord. It's always in order. Scripture said man ought to always pray and never faint. So it's not fainting time, but it is praying time. And we praise God for that. Thank God for the mind to pray. Thank God for the mind to lift him up. Amen and amen. Praise God. And I want to let you know that we are praying Monday through Friday from 7:15 to 7:30. And we would love for you to join us in prayer. If you have a prayer request or you have a praise report, oh, we just love it. We love it. And we have church. Not church. We have church. Praise God. Early in the morning. So we're magnifying God. So join us. Join us on the prayer line. You can call into it at 515-606-5329. And the code is 634-812. And join us. Join us for a time of just talking to the Lord. He said that we could bring all of our cares and our concerns to him. And then you might want to go out on my website, which is www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and check out my books and check out my daily devotionals on Facebook and see that I'm working on God's program. I'm busy and strive to stay busy because the idle mind is the devil's workshop. And so you know why we are in, you know the enemy is showing up going to work on that. Oh, but praise God, praise God. He's on his job. Oh, but let the saints be on theirs. Get in God's word and meditate. Hallelujah. Meditate on that word. Woo! It's so good. God's word is better. It's better than Campbell's soup. Said, oh, taste and see. See for yourself. Praise God. How good the Lord is. We praise God for that. And then if you need someone to come and encourage the people where you are, praise God, you can email me at mgreen60818@yahoo.in. Praise God. This is my passion, and I love it. I love it. Oh, and I praise God that he put it in my heart. Thank you, Lord, to continuously to praise him. You know, a makeout will play out. Praise God. But when you're real about what you do it all the time. So I praise God. I do this all the time. I don't care if it's in church, at home, or wherever I am. I'm praising the Lord because this is my life. And I learned how to do that back at the home church. Oh, praise God, St. John, under the late Elder Monroe and Missionary Monroe. Praise God. They taught that word, and I'm so glad that I got it, that I got it. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. It's nothing like having the word of God when you going through your situations. Praise God that they put it in you that you can reach and grab and hold on to while you go through. I remember my dad, he used to, my mom rather, she liked that the rider, you know, the bucking rider, Stoney Burke. Mom used to talk about how that he holds on and he'd be riding that bucking horse. Praise God. But the horse is bucking, y'all. The horse is bucking. Praise God. But will we hold on? Will we hold on? They that wait upon the Lord shall renew our strength. We shall renew our strength. But let's allow Romans 12:2 to be transformed. Let us be transformed now. Let us be transformed now by the renewing of our minds in God's word, in his word that we hold out, that the horse can buck, but we'll ride him right on. And we won't fall off. Praise God. The horse will get tired. The horse will get tired. Praise God. So we just magnify God on today. And today we are talking about, oh, give thanks to the Lord. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. And we're coming from Psalms 107. Praise God. Oh, give thanks. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. The Lord is good, and he's worthy. God is worthy of every one of our praises. Praise God. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing to be able to praise the Lord when you're going through. Praise God. Anybody can praise God when things are going well. Praise God. But when you're going through things, like we're going through now, this season of this virus, this season, while we're going through, be encouraged. Oh, give thanks. That first verse. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. I told you he's better than Campbell's soup, and he deserves, my God. Woo! You know they give Campbell's soup good. Oh, but our God, taste it, y'all. Taste and see for yourself just how good God is. Praise God. For his steadfast love endures forever. It's not just a one-time thing. Praise God. This is forever. Forever. Thank you, Lord. Let the redeemed, have you been redeemed? Praise God. Have you been redeemed of the Lord? Say so. You've been redeemed of the Lord. Then you ought to be hollering it, screaming it from the housetop. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Give thanks for the Lord. He is good. Let the redeemed, if you've been redeemed, you ought to say so. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He died that we might be redeemed from the curse. Praise, oh God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for dying for us. So he died for us. So we ought to praise and magnify his holy name. And like I said, you can praise him when things are going good. But can you praise him when the things, the situations are not in your favor? Praise God. I have just come, I'm coming out. I can actually see a little light at the end of the tunnel. I've been in this tunnel. Praise God. Praise God. with different things going on in my life, praise God, financially and in my health and my body. Oh, but praise God, I haven't stopped praising him. No, 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 I won't stop praising God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I know that he is good. And you know, this is a test. And when we say that we love the Lord, we're going to have tests. Yes, we are. We're going to have tests. But will you pass the test? The test of praise while we're going through. While we're going through, praise God. Get on in there with the Lord. Get on in the word. Praise God. And go through with Jesus. All give thanks unto the Lord. Praise God. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Whom he has redeemed from trouble. Told you, I see some light. I see some light. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I'm praising God. I haven't stopped praising him. Praise God. Thank you. I remember that the Lord, some years ago, one of my tests, was the Lord had given me, he said, whatever I allow in your life, he said, I want you to raise your hands, and I want you to say thank you. And I said, well, hey, I can do that. Praise God. And, you know, when God give us something to do, we feel like, you know, it's no weight. We can do that. But some of the things that the Lord require, praise God, of us, thank you, Lord, they have to touch our lives so that we really get the lesson in it. Otherwise, we just went through it without even getting the lesson. God wants us to get the lesson that he's teaching us when we go through the different situations. So he said, I want you to raise your hand and say thank you. Praise God. So the first thing that happened to me was that I lost my job. And so I raised my hand and I said, thank you. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thinking that, you know, okay, I lost my job, but I can go and sign up for my benefits, for my unemployment. But I want you to know the second thing that happened to me was they took away my benefits. Couldn't even get it. I still had to raise my hand, praise God, and said, thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I raised them, and I said, thank you. Praise God. So I went on, praise God, down the line with that. The third thing that happened, praise God, was the landlord came and said that we had to move. And he was giving us 30 days because he had sold the building, 30 days, praise God. And I had to raise my hand and tell God, thank you. But I was in the bed and I was crying, praise God. But I yet, in my crying, through my tears, I yet raised my hand, praise God, hallelujah. And I told God, thank you, thank you, praise God. So in the midst of us going through this and going through that, God never leaves us alone. Praise him through the good, praise him through the bad, and praise God through the ugly. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Give thanks to God, for he is worthy of our praises. It's not we ourselves that keep us. It's him in us. It's the Holy Ghost. Praise God. It's the Holy Spirit living on the inside. That's why it's so important that we receive him. Praise God. Praise God for his word. And gathered in from the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Some wandered in the desert waste, finding no way to a city to dwell in. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow. Praise God. Just think about that. Under the shadow. Shadow. Have you ever seen your shadow? Have you ever seen somebody else's shadow? Praise God. But just think about dwelling under the shadow. Just in that shadow of the Almighty. Then we can say of the Lord, He's my refuge, my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Some wandered in the desert waste, finding no way to a city to dwell in. But we have a city. This is not home. This is not home. Oh, but we have a home that Jesus said, I'm going where Daddy is to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there ye may be also. Praise God. Look what we have to look forward to. That's why it's so important. Get in that word. See what the Lord is saying. We're living in the end times. Praise God. And God is in control. The saints ought to be praising and magnifying our God, because He is, praise God, and He's yet in control. Hunger and thirst, hunger and thirsty, their souls fainted within them. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them from their distress. Let them thank the Lord for His steadfast love, for His wondrous works, the children of man. Psalms 105, oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the people. Oh, praise God. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve on today. My prayer for you on today is for you to be encouraged, and let the redeemed of the Lord say so in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. No matter what you're going through, praise God. No matter, raise those hands and tell God thank you. Tell the Lord, hallelujah. Tell God thank you. Thank you, God, and mean it from your heart. If you don't mean it from your heart, praise God. Keep on saying it until it's from your heart that you praise God for all that He is doing in your life. Well, until the next time, right here on Block Talk Radio, Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, saying bye-bye now.